नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 9, entitled Prahlad Pacifies the Lord with Prayers. We'll be reading text 25. Kutra sesha sruti sukha mrga trishni rupa. Kvetam kaleva ramase sharujang viroha. Nirvidyate na tu jano yadapiti vidvan. Kamanalam marudavai samayandurapai. Kutra sishya sruti sukha mrga trishni rupa. Vedam kaleva ramase sharujang viroha. Nirvidyate na tu jano yadapiti vidvan. Gamanalang madulavai samayandurapai. Kutra sishya sruti sukha mrga trishni rupaha. Kvedam kaleva ramase sharujang viroha. Nirvidyate na tu jano yadapiti vidvan. Kamanalam madulavai samayandurapai. Vaishnavis. Okay. Vedam kadeva damasi sharujam viroha. Kutra, where? Asishya, benedictions. Sruti sukha, simply pleasing to hear of. Mrga trishni rupaha, exactly like a mirage in the desert. Kva, where? Idam, this. Kalevaram, body. Asesha, unlimited. Rujam, of diseases. Viroha, the place for generating. Nirvidyate, becomes satiated. Na, not. To, but. Janaha, people in general. Yat api, although. Iti, thus. Vidvan, so-called learned philosophers, scientists, and politicians. Kama analam, the blazing fire of lusty desires. Madhulavai, with drops of honey, happiness. Samayan, controlling. Drapai, very difficult to obtain. Translation. In this material world, every living entity desires some future happiness, which is exactly like a mirage in the desert. Where is water in the desert, or in other words, where is happiness in this material world? As for this body, what is its value? It is merely a source of various diseases. The so-called philosophers, scientists, and politicians know this very well, but nonetheless, they aspire for temporary happiness. Happiness is very difficult to obtain, but because they are unable to control their senses, they run after the so-called happiness of the material world and never come to the right conclusion. Purport by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. There is a song in the Bengali language which states, I constructed this home for happiness, but unfortunately there was a fire and everything has now been burnt to ashes. This illustrates the nature of material happiness. Everyone knows it, but nonetheless, one plans to hear or think something very pleasing. Unfortunately, all of one's plans are annihilated in due course of time. There are many politicians who planned empires, supremacy, and control of the world, but in due time, all their plans and empires, and even the politicians themselves, were vanquished. Everyone should take lessons from Prahlad Maharaj about how we are engaged in so-called temporary happiness through bodily exercises for sense enjoyment. All of us repeatedly make plans, which are all repeatedly frustrated. Therefore, one should stop such plan making. As one cannot stop a blazing fire by constantly pouring ghee upon it, one cannot satisfy oneself by increasing plans for sense enjoyment. The blazing fire is Bhava Maha Devagni, the forest fire of material existence. This forest fire occurs automatically without endeavor. We want to be happy in the material world, but this will never be possible. We shall simply increase the blazing fire of desires. Our desires cannot be satisfied by illusory thoughts and plans. Rather, we have to follow the instructions of Lord Krishna sarva dharman prityaja mam ekam sharanam braja. Then we shall be happy. Otherwise, in the name of happiness, we shall continue to suffer miserable conditions. Om Agyante Marandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Anmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutade Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vanchakalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasari Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Thank you for allowing me to serve all of you today. I pray to the senior Vaishnavas that I can properly present the Gaudiya Vaishnav Siddhanta, which is given to us by Srila Prabhupada. So Prahlad Maharaj is continuing his prayers, and him being a very merciful Vaishnava, in his prayers to Lord Nisringadev, he is teaching the fallen conditioned souls. Just as in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna, who is a self-realized soul, he is under the guidance of Krishna. Ultimately, he is asking questions and playing the position of a conditioned soul. And Prahlad Maharaj is praying for our benefit, just like Arjuna was asking questions to Krishna for our benefit. And in this verse, we are hearing about how temporary this material world is. Dukalayam ashashvatam. Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita that this world is temporary and full of suffering. And more these days we are seeing how this world is really suffering. There's more and more shootings, bombs, earthquakes, fires, tornadoes, hurricanes, on and on. It seems kind of weird that if just one day nothing happened, it would be very strange. I don't know what people would do if they didn't hear some kind of killing, murdering, or devastation going on. It's become such a constant. But this is the nature of this material world. We are trying to make plans, and our plans are being thwarted. And the living entity is constantly being attacked by three different miseries: the adiatmic, adibhautik, and adidaivik. The miseries that are arising from our own selves, adiatmika, our own mind is giving us pain and suffering. Adibhautika, from other living entities, we're suffering from other living entities. And adidaivika, the natural disasters or the demigods that are causing suffering. And the root of all this suffering is ignorance of who we really are. And so it's very important that we understand a tato brahma jigyasa. We have to start inquiring, why are we suffering? Who are we? What are we doing here? What is this world for? And then if we receive mercy, then we can understand that jivir sarupahoi Krishna nityadas, that we are the eternal servants of Krishna. But we have forgotten that. The marginal potency due to contact with the bahiranga potency or the illusory potency is in this material world and is in a suffering condition, like being in the desert without any water and running after the mirage. And the living entity is ananda mayobhyasyat, always pleasure seeking. That's the nature of the living entity, because that is the nature of Krishna. And so we're running in this material world after mirages, things that will be there, but then they will be taken from us, either at the time of death or even before then. And Srila Prabhupada talks about the nature of material happiness. He's quoting a song in the Bengali language which states, I constructed this home for happiness, but unfortunately there was a fire and everything has now been burnt to ashes. And especially in Southern California, we have fires so often. People construct amazing homes, pack it with so many things for their happiness, make their lives feel complete, and then a fire comes along and it can just take everything away. And then they're in a constant state of suffering. How am I going to rebuild my home? How am I going to accumulate all that stuff which I have lost? And then they end up making more plans, running after another mirage. And it's interesting, as Srila Prabhupada in this purport also mentions the politicians and how the politicians, philosophers, scientists, they should know better. They do know better. And yet, they're still running after these things. And many people are taking shelter of politicians these days, thinking that they're going to be able to help them. But as we see more and more, the politicians are very much after their own selves rather than the people's safety and health and happiness. And we can go on and on and on and talk about how this world is so full of suffering and so negative. But we should counter it by also speaking about positive. One can meditate like the yogis. Some yogis, they go to the cremation grounds and they meditate on the burning bodies to realize the temporary nature. But we should have something more positive also to keep us going rather than just focusing on the negative. And so Srila Prabhupada talks about how our desires cannot be satisfied by illusory thoughts and plans. Rather, we have to follow the instructions of Lord Krishna. Sarva dharman prityaja mam ekam sharanam braja. We have to surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, surrender to His instructions. And what are His first instructions? To take shelter of the spiritual master, take shelter of a guru, tadvidi prani paatena, pariprashnena sevya, upatek shanti te gyanam, gyananas tatvadarshanaha. We have to take shelter of one who has seen the truth, tatvadarshanaha. And so the spiritual master, sangsara davana lida loka, tunayakarunya gana ganachvam, that the guru is receiving benediction from the ocean of mercy, just as a cloud pours water on a forest fire to extinguish it, so the spiritual master delivers the materially afflicted world by extinguishing the blazing fire of material existence. So the spiritual master is freeing us from this Bhava Maha Devagni. And another nice meditation that we can get from this verse is that Sri Prahlad Maharaj is talking about madhu lavai, with drops of honey or happiness. We're chasing after this honey. And we sing that Sri Guru Charana Padma, that the lotus feet of the spiritual master is like a lotus flower. And the lotus flower is all cooling. Rather than chasing the temporary happiness of this material world, like a bumblebee can go to a rose or a flower similar like that where there's thorns and it'll cut the wings up. But we can take shelter of Sri Guru, Srila Prabhupada, his lotus feet, and it's like taking shelter of a lotus flower. And that lotus flower has the most wonderful honey, the madhu lavai, the honey of Krishna prema. And this is how the jiva can actually become happy, is by taking shelter of the spiritual master who will guide them on how to surrender properly to Krishna. And another nice meditation is Nittai Parakamala, Koti Chandra Sushitala, that Lord Nityananda, who's the original spiritual master, his lotus feet are as cooling like 10 million moons. Ye Chaya Jagad Judai, that the whole world should take shelter of Lord Nityananda's lotus feet. Actually, the whole translation here. Srila Prabhupada speaks in his purport to this song that we can just imagine the aggregate total value of the soothing shine of millions of moons. In this material world, Jagat, which is progressing toward hell, there is always a blazing fire, and everyone is struggling hard without finding peace. Therefore, if the world wants to have real peace, it should take shelter under the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, which are cooling like the shining of a million moons. And there's a very wonderful pastime of Lord Nityananda that kind of talks, demonstrates how the jiva will run after material possessions and suffer and not take shelter of the Supreme. Lord Nityananda, we know that he accompanied Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Jagannath Puri and many pastimes there. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted Nityananda to go and to go to Bengal and to preach Krishna consciousness there, to deliver the conditioned souls there. So Lord Nityananda, with many of his associates, like Abhiram Das Thakur, Gadadhar Das, and others, they walked from Jagannath Puri back to towards Navadvip, and they engaged in Harinam Sankirtan the whole time. They were chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And Lord Nityananda distributed his Krishna prema to all his different devotees. And they were in so much love of God that they would forget about their bodies, they would forget about where they were going, and they would travel 20 miles in the wrong direction. And then they would stop and ask somebody, and they said, no, you have to go this way. So they would go back, and then again they would get lost. And sometimes they were in such ecstasy that they would uproot trees. They had power like lions. Even Abhiram Das Thakur, or Ram Das, he picked up a log that not even 100 men could pick up, and he acted like it was a flute. You can imagine. So eventually, they came to Navadvip Dham, and Lord Nityananda stayed at a house there. And for the pleasure of his devotees, he was always seen as a sannyasi, but for the pleasure of his devotees, he decorated himself very nicely with different rings, jewels, garments. And at Navadvip at this time, there was a great dacoit leader. Dacoit is a thief or a rogue, somebody who is very, very evil thinking. He actually killed many people, stole from them. And he was a leader. He was actually a brahmana, but a brahmana in name only. And so he had a band of dacoits that he led. In Nityananda, he was staying at this house, and the dacoit leader, he noticed that Lord Nityananda was so decorated beautifully. And he thought, we have to steal his jewels. We have to get everything from him. So they made a plan, just like in the purport here, plan making. And so he made a plan that in the middle of the night, we're going to go when they're asleep, and we're going to take all of their jewels. So they went and they hid in the bushes and trees around the house. And the devotees were engaged in Harinam Sankirtan. And Lord Nityananda was eating at this time. And so they were waiting for them to sleep. But Lord Nityananda, he called upon Nidra Devi, the goddess of sleep, and they all fell asleep. And they woke up in the morning time. The sun came up, and they had all their weapons, and they were embarrassed. What? How did we fall asleep? We have to go hide before anybody sees us. And so they went and hid. And as they were running and hiding, they were chastising each other, saying, no, you fell asleep first. No, you fell asleep first, and hitting each other. And so they said, okay, we're going to make a nice puja to Goddess Durga, wine, meat, and then we'll go tonight. So when they arrived at the house at nighttime, they saw these big, strong guards that didn't even appear human. And the guards were chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And they were very afraid. How are we going to get past these guards? This is impossible. And the dacoit leader said, okay, there must be some minister here. He'll be gone in 10 days. So we'll come back in 10 days. So after 10 days, they came back. And the house was quiet, seemed like everybody was sleeping, and they went to rush the house. And all of a sudden, they became blind, and they fell in these holes. Some of them fell on thorns, some of them fell on insects, some of them just fell breaking their bones. And then Indradev, he sent torrential rain that just came down so hard they could barely breathe. and insects and other things were biting them, and they were suffering so much. And this so-called Brahmin dacoit leader, he knew that Lord Nityananda, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I've been making these plans and I couldn't see it. But now that I'm suffering so much, I can tell that he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And so they crawled out of the ditches. The rain let up a little bit, and they went almost lifeless to their homes. And the next day, the dacoit leader, he came to Lord Nityananda, and he took shelter of Lord Nityananda, saying, "I'm such a fool. I was going to try and kill you and take your jewels and so many things, and I couldn't understand that you were the Supreme Personality of Godhead." And so in this world, people are making so many plans to take what is actually the Lord's for their own pleasure, and then they end up becoming frustrated. And Srila Prabhupada, in these purports, you can see over and over again, he's quoting Sarva Dharman Pratyaja Mam Ekam Sharanam Vraja, how we have to surrender unto the Lord. And to continue with the meditation of taking shelter of Lord Nityananda, whose lotus feet are cooling as 10 million moons, Narottam Das Thakur and Srila Prabhupada in the purport talks about how Sambandha Nahi Yar Vritta Janma Gelo Tar, that if you don't have a relationship with Lord Nityananda, if you don't have a relationship with the spiritual master, then your human birth is wasted. It's spoiled. You are no better than an animal. Se pashu boradura char. And then Nitai na bolilo muke, rather than chanting the holy names of Nitai, Majilo Sangsarasuke, they're trying to become absorbed in so-called material enjoyment, and therefore they go deep down into material existence. Vidyakule ki koribe tar. If one has no connection with Nityananda, and if he does not come to Krishna consciousness, his vidya, or his so-called academic education, and kule, birth in a high family or great nation, will not protect him. Regardless of whether one is born in a very big family or nation, or has a very advanced academic education, at the time of death, nature's law will act. His work will be finished, and he will get another body according to that work. And in another song by Narottam Das Thakur, but it's by Lord Nityananda's mercy that we can be freed from the samsara vasana, or this enjoyment mentality. Ar kabe nitai chander karuna hoibe. By Lord Nityananda's mercy, this material desires, this material enjoyment, it'll be like tucha. So, tucha means like kicked out, Prabhupada says. Tucha, like tucha, kicked out. And then, once our material desires are extinguished by the mercy of the spiritual master, by Lord Nityananda, then Vishaya Chariya Kabe Shuddha Habe Man, Kabe Ham Haribo Sri Vrindavan. We can understand what is Vrindavan. We can see Vrindavan. And in the Nectar of Devotion, page 126, Srila Prabhupada, Rupa Goswami, speak about how we should always live in Vrindavan. And if one cannot do so, then we should mentally live there. And these temples that Srila Prabhupada established are as good as Vrindavan, as meditating how we can be in the Dham right here. This is the Dham. The deities are here. Srila Prabhupada established each of his ISKCON centers as oasis, as an oasis in the desert. And the more we take this seriously, that this is a holy Dham, then the more advancement that we can make. And the more advancement that we'll make, then we'll attract more people to come here and also take shelter of the oasis. So we should surrender unto the teachings of Srila Prabhupada, take them very seriously, try and really understand his books, understand his teachings, take full advantage of Krishna consciousness. And I just feel like as more time I'm trying to practice Krishna consciousness, I see in so many ways that I'm wasting my time here and there. And I really, as you know, just hearing about the bombs and just hearing about so many things that are happening in this world, yeah, I want to take this Krishna consciousness very seriously. You know, this is our one chance that we can actually get out of this cycle of birth and death. And we can take many people with us. But to do that, we have to really depend on Srila Prabhupada's mercy. And his mercy is fully there in his books. The more we study his books, the more we take seriously the chanting of the holy names, go back to his books, engage in devotional service. Also, surrendering to Krishna just doesn't mean, okay, I'm going to surrender to Krishna. Here I am, just surrender. No, we should engage in devotional service, actually do some seva. Many times we can take this place as a place to just kind of hang out, have a good time. Being in the restaurant, there's certain personalities who kind of hang out in the restaurant. And sometimes they talk so much nonsense. I mean, you're behind the counter and you're just like, oh man, get me out of it. You know, I want to engage in my devotional service, but there's, you know, and you want to help them, but at the same time, you don't want to unnecessarily disturb them. But we have a great opportunity here under the guidance of Svavas Prabhu, Tadit Mataji, Archita Prabhu, Jutakarma Prabhu, Sura Prabhu, great senior Vaishnavas, Brigupati Prabhu. We have a lot of mercy around us and we should take shelter. Rabindranath Prabhu always eager to engage us in devotional service. So please help me engage more and more in Krishna consciousness and help each other. Talk about Krishna. Chant Krishna, engage others in Krishna's service. Thank you for listening. Are there any questions or comments anybody would like to make? Sebastian Prabhu? Why was he singing his own glories?
Why was he not singing his glories like Krishna did in the Bible?
Because Lord Chaitanya came in the role of a devotee. Because he wanted to relish the highest ecstasy of his pure devotees. So in order to also teach others how to be a devotee, he wanted to keep his supremacy very low-key. He did reveal himself to certain devotees that he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead and even enabled certain devotees to worship him, like Nadahari Sarkar. We sing in the Gaur Arati song, Nadahari, who's fanning Lord Chaitanya with the chamara. He would actually be able to sing about Lord Chaitanya's glories as if he was Krishna. So there are certain devotees that Lord Chaitanya would allow to glorify him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But for the most part, he wanted to relish being in the role of a devotee. So he didn't want to announce to so many that he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Exactly. No, he proclaimed. He proclaimed also. Bali Prabhu has a question. Or comment? Yeah, this is what Narottam Das Thakur sings in the Lala Samai Prarthana. By approaching the Jagai and Madais of this world. Srila Prabhupada talks in classes that if you want Lord Nityananda's mercy, then you have to distribute Lord Nityananda's mercy to different jagais and madais, which means prasadam distribution, harinam sankirtan, book distribution, so many ways to try and help the fallen conditioned souls in this material world come closer to Krishna. Would anybody like to? Bhakti Anthony Prabhu? I think this is a good question for Bhrigupati Prabhu to answer, him being the Sankirtan commander. Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki.